Hello, and welcome to Manifold Greatness. This is Hannibal Hamlin, Associate Professor of English at The Ohio State University and co-curator of the exhibition. What you're looking at in this vitrine is a full-scale battle of biblical interpretation taking place in the margins of two 16th century Bible translations. The Geneva Bible was famous for its copious marginal notes, guiding the reader with alternative translations, cross-references to other relevant passages, and interpretations. It was really the first English study Bible. Most of the notes were uncontroversial, but a few reflect the radical Calvinism of the translators. The Book of Revelation, for instance, was often interpreted by Protestants as a prophecy of the evils of the Catholic Church. This was made easier by the coincidence that the Rome condemned in Revelation, the Roman Empire of the first century, was the same city as the later Rome of the Pope and the Vatican. So the beast with seven heads signified the seven hills of Rome, whether in the first century or the 16th. Given the harshly anti-Catholic notes in the Geneva Bible, it's not surprising that when English Catholics published their own Bible, their interpretive notes fired back against the Protestants. Here you see marginal notes in sharp disagreement with each other, debating the identity of the Whore of Babylon.